300, Judges 7, 4 through 7.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh said to Gideon, "There are still too many people. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. It shall be that those whom I tell you, 'This shall go with you,' the same shall go with you, and whoever I tell you, 'This shall not go with you,' the same shall not go." So he brought down the people to the water, and Yahweh said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps the water with his tongue, like a dog laps, you shall set him by himself. Likewise, everyone who bows down on his knees to drink." The number of those who lapped putting their hand to their mouth was 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. Yahweh said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, each to his own place." We read that an army of 10,000 was still too big. So God uses this mysterious method to separate out a tiny army of 300 men. He selected the ones that lifted water to their mouths rather than the ones who put their face right into the water. I have heard people remark about why, and the reasons sound pretty good, but I haven't heard good biblical explanations. The obvious thing we learn here is that God intended to demonstrate his power and remove all doubt that it was done by him. Much later than this, another group of 300 men would go down in Greek history. There's a big difference between the Greek 300 and God's 300. God's 300 won. The Greek 300 were highly trained warriors and actually had real weapons. The Greek 300 fought by the strength of men, and even though they were able to hold back the thousands that came against them, they ended up losing. We will learn how things happen when we trust in God as we continue reading this history. The fact is, God doesn't need any men to help him fight a war. It is our privilege to participate. God likes to use us, and we serve our purpose for a living when we are used by God to do his work. If we take credit for ourselves, we lose the meaning of our existence. We don't live for fame and fortune. In the end, we will see God, and nothing else will matter but what we did for him.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.